Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas has freed six Israeli hostages Saturday under the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which has been designated as a terror group by the U.S. The five include Omer Wenkert, Omer Shem Tov, and Elia Cohen, who were seized while attending the Nova Music Festival, and another abducted while visiting his family in southern Israel when Hamas stormed across the border in the October 7, 2023 terror attacks that triggered Israel's nearly 16-month campaign in Gaza. The fifth and sixth men, Tal Shoham and Avira Mengistu, have been held by Hamas for about a decade since they each entered Gaza on their own. Described as mentally unstable by the Israeli authorities, Mengistu, who is Ethiopian, was filmed climbing the fence separating Israel and Gaza on September 7, 2014, and has been held captive ever since. Gili Elysium is a relative. We are so excited. God has fulfilled all our wishes. Now we are waiting for one thing. While he seems physically healthy, we want him to be mentally healthy as well. We are happy for the entire community, for all the people of Israel. This is closure for us, but with many lingering questions, what more could we have done? The six are the last living hostages from a group of 33 set to be freed in the first stage of the ceasefire deal that took effect on January 19th. Around 60 more captives, less than half of whom are believed to be alive, remain in Gaza. Yael Alexander is hopeful her son will be released soon.
I just came to be here to see the videos of the hostages are being released. It's giving me a lot of hope that our son Idan will be next.
The latest releases, to be followed by the freeing of hundreds of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel, are going ahead after tensions mounted when Hamas initially handed over the wrong body for Shiri Bibas. On Friday night, a second body was handed over. Bibas's family said Israeli forensic authorities had confirmed the remains were hers.